at a cabinet meeting today, President Trump announced his intention to declare North Korea a state sponsor of terror. It was taken off that list during nuclear negotiations in 2008. And the president has been active on Twitter, calling out LeVar Ball, the father of basketball players, including one briefly detained in China. The president said Ball, the elder, was insufficiently grateful to him for getting his son out of that Chinese jail. And he also slammed Arizona Senate Republican Jeff Flake for being insufficiently supportive of the GOP tax cut plan when the GOP needs almost every vote to pass it. But the president still hasn't tweeted about the sexual misconduct allegations against Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. And on Fox and Friends this morning, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway dodged host Steve Doocy's questions about whether she wants people to vote for Moore. She instead criticized Moore's Democratic rival Doug Jones.
He's strong on raising your taxes. He's terrible for property owners.
So
and Doug Jones is a doctrinaire liberal, which is why he's not saying anything and why the media are trying to boost him.
So vote Roy Moore?
I'm telling you that we want the votes in the Senate to get this tax bill through.
But vote Roy Moore? Joining us, Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. And Ron, I want to start where we started with North Korea. What does it mean that the president has declared that state a state sponsor of terror?
Many Americans are going to be surprised to learn that North Korea has not been considered a state sponsor of terrorism. And as you momentarily ago said, it is an encore appearance for North Korea on this particular list. They were there until about a decade ago. The George W. Bush administration took them off for the simple reason that they were trying to negotiate some kind of a deal by which North Korea would back off of its nuclear program. That obviously didn't happen. And at this point, President Trump sees it as advantageous to further negotiations to pressure them by putting them back on.
Well, his language on North Korea has people worried. This weekend, General John Hyten, commander of the Strategic Command, said if the president asked him for a nuclear strike and it was illegal, he would tell the president that's illegal. And this comes after the first congressional hearing in 40 years on presidential authority to launch nuclear weapons. This was last week. What's the sense? Is Washington nervous?
There's a lot of tough talk coming from the White House on this issue, as on a number of other issues. And because this involves nuclear weapons, that obviously engenders a different level of concern. But when you talk about putting somebody on the terrorism list, in and of itself, that may not mean much at all. But tomorrow we're going to hear from the Department of the Treasury about what they might do for new sanctions. And it does seem as though we've sanctioned North Korea in every way possible. But all of this is ratcheting up more and more pressure on the Chinese. And if in some way or another they can finally pinch Beijing in just the right place to make them really, really come down on North Korea, perhaps all of this has a certain amount of method to it.
Okay, what about Roy Moore? First of all, why won't the administration say, and we just heard it, you know, vote for him? Because if you don't, you'll get someone who won't vote for the tax plan. If Roy Moore doesn't win on December 12th in this special election in Alabama, is the GOP tax reform dead? Why won't Kellyanne Conway say vote for him? What's going on?
You know, things have gotten to quite a pass when you have to be dodging questions from Fox and Friends morning show, because that's the president's favorite show. He says that is the one show that really tells it the way it is and that he really likes to listen to. So if they're getting tough about questions about Roy Moore, there are questions about Roy Moore. And at this particular juncture, all the White House is willing to say is we want our tax bill and we know he'd vote for it. We don't think Doug Jones, the Democrat in that state, would vote for it. So that's the end of all we're going to say. We're not even going to come out and say, vote against Doug Jones or vote for Roy Moore. Well, the reason for that, of course, is that you've heard the expression, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Mm-hmm. That might apply to people who live in White Houses as well.
Yeah, because the president has the allegations against him. Look, on ABC yesterday, Maine Republican Susan Collins was asked if she would vote for the Senate tax plan as written, even though it, as it stands now, takes out the Affordable Care Act requirement that everyone have insurance. Let's listen.
I haven't reached that conclusion yet because I think there are going to be further changes. But the biggest mistake was putting in a provision from the Affordable Care Act into the Senate bill that's not in the House bill. And I hope that will be dropped.
Well, this weekend, some White House officials said that it might be. What do you think?
They probably will drop it. That seems to be a decision that's already been made. But if they do that, they're risking the vote of Rand Paul, who is supposedly the target of putting that mandate in. If he does not come aboard because they take the mandate out, then that might be a wash between the two. But look, in the end, the Republicans know they really have to have a tax bill. So what we're doing now is we're struggling over what's going to exactly be in it and how much damage it might do to some people's eventual argument to the middle class that they're really getting a benefit from this, when so clearly the primary benefits of it go to people who are corporations or people who are the wealthy.
I just have to get this in this morning. A second woman stepped forward to accuse Minnesota Senate Democrat Al Franken of groping her years ago when he was a senator. He says he doesn't remember taking the photo at a Minnesota State Fair. Is he out, Ron?
He is not necessarily going to resign, but his future is certainly much more clouded than it was just last week.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.